KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor, along with North Portland Community Building Group, Proper, of the We Can Do It Together community concert. Local politicians, community activists, faith groups, and artists will join in a day of unity, song, and prayer in Kenton Park on Saturday, August 8th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. This concert will feature a variety of local artists that will rally for unity in this time of unrest. Again, that's the We Can Do It Together community concert, Saturday, August 8th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Kenton Park at North Kilpatrick and Delaware in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 24th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Coming right up, 15 minutes of news, comment, and jiggery pokery with me, Chris Andre, for KBOO News. Today's guest is none other than Dave Rovics, basically the troubadour of the resistance. He's going to be playing at the Peace House. It's a garden party. We're going to be listening to a track that is just out. You won't have heard this anywhere else. It's called Kobani. And the lyrics speak for themselves. First, we want to welcome Dave to the KBOO Airwaves. Good morning, Dave. Dave should be on in just a minute. We've got a couple headlines. Don't forget the grassroots caravan. Apache Stronghold plus Neil Young is currently on its way through across the country. You can stay current with them by going to their website, Apache Stronghold, and find out where they are at the moment and the enthusiastic reception that they have received wherever they go. The Oregon Board of Forestry yesterday has postponed its decision on updating state logging regulations to keep streams cool enough for salmon. Now, actually, they're having to move salmon out of streams because it's too warm for them. Pretty soon there'll be nowhere for the salmon to go, even if they survive, even if they survive. And that is that's a very big if there. So, what happens when humans begin destruction of planetary habitat? Health officials say that West Nile virus has been found in Umatilla County for the first time this year. That's nothing compared to what we can look forward to if we continue on this path. It has all become much more urgent. I think many people do feel a sense of urgency right now, even though they may not be able or willing to articulate that. And two Sea Shepherd crew members were arrested in the Faroe Islands the Danish Navy standing by. Yeah, the Susan Larsen of the U.S. was the driver of a small boat, and Tom Stierth of Germany, navigator of the same vessel, were arrested just this week, just yesterday, actually. Imad Kaduri, we're still trying to get him on the line. He is the Iraqi scientist journalist who has written extensively about Iran, and he is currently in Toronto. He takes on the number of myths regarding Iran's so-called nuclear arsenal. And, of course, he's not afraid to walk straight into the buzzsaw of Israeli nukes. Dozens of countries have agreed to abolish duties on more than 200 technology products. The agreement announced Friday marks the World Trade Organization's first tariff-killing deal in 18 years. And more headlines, but right now we have Dave on the line. So first up, Dave, want to welcome you back to the KBOO Airwaves. Always, always a welcome guest.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be back.
Well, we've got Kobani, Ready and Waiting. We can have a listen to that. When I listened to it, I thought at first I would plan to say, well, we're going to have an excerpt. We're going to have a little taste of that. But with your permission, I'd like to play all of it because the content, the music is beautiful and rich, as always. The content is what we want to talk about. The content is something that people are not perhaps aware of. If that's with your permission, may we play it?
Oh, yeah, please. I'd love to.
Okay, let's do that. Yes. Okay, I'm going to ask our marvelous board up, Kate Welch, to bring that track up.
Since the rising started, there are many tales you could tell. One person's liberation may be another's prison cell. When authority collapses, many things can take its place. Sectarian nightmares and liberated space. Some are hunting for the heathens, set to form a caliphate. Some are fighting for their survival and for a socialist state. Such as in the north of Syria, just south of PKK. A city's name that's whispered in the wind. Kobani. The town grew up with the railway from Baghdad to Berlin. Soon became a refuge for those fleeing the Sultan. In Syria they called it Land of the Arab Spring. No one knew what movements history would bring. A city full of Kurdish people, divided from the rest, cut off to the east, forsaken by the west. The only sensible thing to do was run away. But instead thousands stood and fought. Kobani. Met the Surah, wise beyond their years, and the leaders of the world all shed crocodile tears. When the bombs went off, they said, this cannot stand. The same ones who kept the aid out from those who tried to lend a hand. The same men who kept the aid out, the very same ones who didn't want the PYG to have ammo for their guns. As to the future of the city, no one alive can say, but its name sails across the borders. Kobani.
Well, that's certainly breathtaking. It's wrenching. It's difficult to listen to. And listeners, thank you for joining us today and hearing this record of what happened in a town in Kobani, rich with history. The Kurds always do seem to stand their ground. And that's as they will do so until there is no ground left to stand on. Dave, thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I want to remind listeners, too, that sound quality much better when you go and hear it in person. Before we get rolling with the rest of this conversation, though, let's give listeners the where, when, and all that, the logistics of the concert tomorrow.
It'll be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Peace House in Northeast. I should know the address right off the top of my head, right? Or have it written down somewhere that I can see, but it's the Peace House in Northeast. And And if they look on my website, davidrovics.com, they can see the address. And this is silly. I should have that.
I don't have it either. But we have all of that information on
the next
KB.
Few seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have it in just a moment. KBOO website, of course, is another resource that you can go to. And we'll have that information up at the front desk that you can refer to. So that said. All right, Kate is joining us with that information.
Yeah, that address is 2116 Northeast 18th Ave here in Portland.
And Lloyd Marbet will be there as well on Upside Folding Down. It's going to be, there'll be food, drink, silent auction. It's something that you're not going to want to miss. You don't want to say, oh, you know.
And one of the best songwriters alive today, a young woman from England, is going to be also one of the performers, and we're leaving her nameless because she does not have a work visa. But she's fresh from the Vancouver Folk Festival, and she's an amazing political songwriter from England, and she will be also playing tomorrow.
That's wonderful. That's good to hear. In the end, I suppose we all are or about to become refugees. Certainly, we've done to the planet that which certainly would we could expect to be refugees from our own planet. But yeah, we're political. The politics of borders, that's another thing. And of course, that's something touch upon when we start talking about Kobani and what it is now a ghost town pretty much, yeah?
Well, I mean, borders play such a huge role in Kobani because and the whole, just like they did during the Spanish Civil War, and I know other people have made this, comparison, but basically it reminds me very much of the politics of the Spanish Civil War back in the 1930s. You know, you have, you just replace Kobani with, Barcelona with Kobani, and then replace France with Turkey. And Turkey is playing exactly the same role that France was playing during that time, and Britain and the United States all were claiming neutrality in this conflict. which in practice means preventing preventing the Kurds from getting any kind of resupply for in terms of construction or weaponry or anything. While Islamic State is attacking them with stolen American military equipment, heavy equipment, and the Kurds have small arms and limited ammunition, and very limited ability to resupply anything because Turkey has blocked that just as France did during the Spanish Civil War.
So
then they can say, oh, we're just but it's so terrible to see what's happening. Well, we can't do anything about it. Or, as Howard Zinn said, you can't be neutral on a moving train. And, this leadership like the leadership in Turkey is making very much a political and, decision because they actually are, more concerned with the challenge of insurgent Kurds in Turkey than they are with Islamic State.
And of course, the Kurds being somewhat natural socialists in many respects, the way their societies form and coalesce, has irritated the U.S. for a while, even though they purport to be sort of allies. And now, of course, U.S. has made it easy, bombing a lot to make their bombing runs into the region a lot easier. Even though nobody really knows in Syria what the target is, and then places like Kobani for innocent civilians, they always end up paying. So how
it doesn't seem like the U.S. bombing campaign has not doesn't seem to have very much benefited the resistance in Kobani. It seems to have been centered mostly in other places, and it's pretty limited in terms of turning the tide of a conflict like that. And if you're gonna, it's been the same in so many other situations. But if they're not gonna back a group like the PYG or the PKK because they're left wing, that's trying to form alliances against fascists when you won't fund the opposition to it. It just doesn't really make any sense. You know, it's just you gotta decide. You know, and unfortunately, the U.S. and many other Western powers have a long history of making the wrong decisions. I mean, it was also true during the Nazi times in Europe that they didn't want to fund left-wing opposition.
God forbid.
You know, and that's,
Dave, hang on
that's
a second.
Who was resisting them.
We're out of time. We've got just about 15 seconds left. Any one final thought from you? And then we're going to tell listeners once again about the summertime garden party.
I'll just come to the party and we'll start the revolution tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Yeah, yes. Take a stand. Got to take a stand somewhere. Okay, this has been Air Cascadia for Friday, July 24th, 2015. Dave Rowix has been our guest today. Thank you so much, Dave. Also, thank you, Kate Welch, our engineer today. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. And don't forget, this is at Peace House. It's at 2116 Northeast 18th Avenue. All that information at the KBOO front desk and website. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the MLK Dream Run, the weekend of August 1st and August 2nd. The 5, 10, and 15K runs will take you through the charming and historic retail, residential, and parkscapes of the Seoul District. The run and weekend events include music, food, and entertainment after the run and exist